H. pylori, we just talked about this, right? It's an organism that is found in the stomach. Most individuals have it to some degree. At least 50% have infectious levels of it, and it causes stomach ulcers and lots of other things, right? So as a result of the stomach ulcers, of course, it can create all kinds of digestive issues which have all kinds of downstream effects. But it can also cause endotoxemia, which we talked about in the previous module, because H. pylori is a gram-negative bacteria and it's living in the lining of the stomach, which it can then release LPS from the lining of the stomach into circulation directly. So it is a driver of endotoxemia, and it is a class one or type one carcinogen as rated by the WHO. The World Health Organization has rated Helicobacter pylori, a bacteria, as a carcinogen because it seems to be associated with an increased risk of a number of types of cancers like esophageal cancer and so on. And it can also impact cancer in areas distal to the stomach because of the systemic inflammation it can create, right? So something to really keep in mind if you have reflux, stomach pain, and all that, it may be worth going and getting an H. pylori test because it could cause all of these issues, right? Including neutralizing stomach acid. Poor meal hygiene, low stomach acid, low or poor immune function, stress, chronic use of PPIs, all of the same things we talked about earlier are also drivers of increased risk of H. pylori infection. Now, the way you get this tested, the gold standard of testing this is the breath test, right? So there is a breath test that you can do. You can go to your doctor and it's a cheap, quick breath test. And you can get an understanding if you have H. pylori infection. They also can do a scope. And take a sample of the expectorant, and that's probably the best way to do it. But if you don't want that, which is a little bit more invasive, you can ask for the breath test. Stool testing is not a great way of diagnosing H. pylori because H. pylori is all the way up here in the stomach, right? And even if you're shedding it, you're not shedding large amounts of it. And it has to make it all the way through the small intestine, large intestine, end up in the stool at adequate levels for it to show up on a sequencing test. Now, there are some stool tests out there that always show high H. pylori. I think that's an issue with the test itself. It's not easy or common to find H. pylori in stool. So I wouldn't look at that as anything definitive. If you do suspect you have H. pylori infection, I would absolutely go to a doctor and try to get the gold standard breath test or scope done as well, right? So from a dietary standpoint, or sorry, lifestyle standpoint, all of the five pillars are really important. And like all the other issues we talked about so far, reducing things like antacids and PPIs, which can make it worse, optimizing the microbiome, good meal hygiene, those are all really important. From a diet perspective, including things like broccoli sprouts, sulforaphane, which can be effective in the healing of the lining of the stomach, and then also modulating the inflammation that's occurring and driving detox, so detoxifying the stomach, and then foods that are rich in antioxidants, which supports the repair of the lining of the stomach as well. PyloGuard, I mentioned in the previous slide, that's a very effective way of controlling H. pylori. And again, I would look at that prophylactically for people in the same household as well. So you can try to reduce the overall concentration of H. pylori within the household. Matula tea, which is an herbal remedy that has been shown to reduce H. pylori, that's something you can drink once a day or with your meals if you wish. And then a number of ingredients like zinc carnosine, L-glutamine, DGL, slippery elm, marshmallow root, and aloe vera can also be very helpful, especially if you already have symptoms of gastritis that comes as a result of H. pylori or any other sort of inflammatory or ulcerative conditions in the stomach, right? These ingredients help with repairing the lining of the stomach and help with modulating inflammation in the stomach. So again, all of these conditions are very similar in how they present, what the symptoms may be, and certainly what the drivers are. And thereby, they're also very similar in what some of the solutions are, right? And again, it's not to be redundant and it's not to take the easy way out with teaching this information. It's that that's just the plain fact that all these systems are very connected. and they all are dysfunctionally driven by the same types of things, and often you would support them in very similar ways.